When the pandemic hit, most of us who work in offices were suddenly hit with the prospect of working from home for a year and a half. But people with disabilities have been asking for flexible work options for years, a request rejected in most cases. Alan Yu of WHYY's The Pulse looked into whether this could now change.
When writer Elsa Hunnison graduated from college in 2008, she started looking for a long-term job. During the interview process, she realized she would have a problem.
And then I asked, well, what kind of work environment is it? And I've been told by some companies that they would have hired me, but I couldn't work in an open office, and that was against their culture. Like, they couldn't give me an office to work from.
Hunnison is deafblind. She carries a white cane and she wears high-index lenses and bilateral hearing aids. She says an open office layout, which has become very popular with companies, just does not work for her.
I need to be set up in a spot where I have enough light. I need to be set up in a spot where my blind eye isn't in a place where people can constantly come up on that side, because it's really unsettling to have people constantly sort of in my space when I can't see them.
The hearing aids amplify sound. You can imagine what this means in an open office.
Hearing aids pick up every single noise in a room that you're in. So the sound of 30 people clicking on keyboards or the sound of a bunch of people getting up for lunch can be really overwhelming.
She can learn to filter out that noise, but that is work she has to do on top of work. She tried to explain this to prospective employers.
And the response was basically no, like that would harm our office culture by treating you differently, is more or less what I was told.
Other people I spoke to echoed this kind of experience. Mason Ameri, an associate professor at Rutgers Business School, says employers are reluctant to accommodate these requests because they do not understand how to work with people with disabilities or are prejudiced against them.
And oftentimes employers perceive workers with disabilities as just straight up less productive and costlier due to accommodations.
In a 2015 experiment, he and his colleagues sent out identical resumes for accountant positions. The only difference being that some resumes mentioned people having a disability and some did not. Companies were 26% less likely to be interested in job applications that mentioned disabilities. And the researchers chose disabilities that would not impact the work of an accountant to isolate the effects of bias. The pandemic forced many employers of office workers to let them work from home in March 2020. That infuriates Elsa Hunnison.
I'm angry that it took this. It took a literal global pandemic for society to say, okay, you can work from home so that we don't all get sick. But disabled people, and there are disabled people I know, who have literally been cut out of the workforce because they cannot leave their homes because they will get sick.
And other advocates say the pandemic proved that policies against flexible work are not based on evidence, just opinion. Recent research from the legal sector in the UK found that remote work is the most requested but most refused accommodation for people who are disabled. So is remote work now here to stay? There have been a few lawsuits in the past where workers with disabilities try to ask for remote work options under the Americans with Disabilities Act. Judges usually have ruled in favor of employers not having to allow flexible work. But Cheryl Bates-Harris says people who are able-bodied should not think of people who are disabled as a different category of the population. She is a senior disability advocacy specialist at the National Disability Rights Network. She's been handling these work-related issues for years.
We are all just a slip and fall away from a disability.
She got into this line of work because of what she went through in the 1980s when she was a driver's license examiner.
I had a head-on collision on a motorcycle when I was 27, and that really damaged my legs. When I had my accident, I was in the hospital for 3 months, and then it took another 18, 19 months before I was recovered enough to be able to think about employment. And I lost my job. I mean, they said you're welcome to come back and reapply when you're able.
She says she never got the choice to work from a desk or talk about how she could do her work while recovering.
And I felt that was so unfair because I was not suddenly incompetent. I was injured. I was hurt. Clearly, it took time for bones to heal and whatever.
She says the pandemic made it clear that people can work from home with the proper equipment. So she hopes companies will no longer deny people with disabilities when they ask for that accommodation. For Here and Now, I'm Alan Yu.
We are all just a slip and a fall away from a disability. What a great reminder.